The next item on our agenda is we're going to do a report on our CCB Mutt Strut. And to do this report, hot off the presses, right on the spot, literally, we have our own Frank Welty. Give him a round of applause.
Good afternoon, everybody. Well, last year we had another successful Mutt Strut, and this year is going to be even bigger and better. We are going to be, for the first time, having three Mutt Strut regional events. They're going to be on the same day, September 7th. That's a Saturday, the first Saturday in September, from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock p.m. The Los Angeles Regional is going to be at, help me out here, which park is that? Crescenta Valley Park in, is that Pasadena? In La Crescenta. The Sacramento region is going to be at Rush Park in Citrus Heights. And the San Francisco region is actually going to be in San Francisco at Lake Merced. And unlike last year where we did walks, this year we're going to also have running racing as well. So we're doing this because not only do we want those of us here to be there, those of us with friends and dogs, but also to get into the running community, to bring that whole new running community into contact with CCB. We have our plans are all going forward. We have gotten running timing companies that will be handling the technical parts of timing our running races. We've all secured our venues. We have also prepared brochures that will give people information about the Mutt Strut. As those are especially good for giving to potential donors and to taking to service clubs to give out to people who want more information. And we have flyers. They're one-page flyers for each of our regional events that are a shorter version of information about the Mutt Strut and also have a Mutt Strut registration form on the back. Great for giving out to people that are interesting or posting on bulletin boards. And our Mutt Strut webpage is up and running. It's at ccbnet.org/muttstrut. And from there, you can get information about the Mutt Strut and also go to the webpages for registering for each of our regional Mutt Strut events so you can register as a participant. You can be involved in the Mutt Strut in many ways, whether you're going to be physically at a regional event or not. First off, for those of you that are in proximity to one of our regional events, you can register as a participant. The price to register is $30 per participant for adults, and for children from 6 years old to 10 years old, it's $10. Children 5 and under get to be there free. Dogs all get to go free no matter how old they are. And then when you're registered, you can get your friends, your family, your coworkers, your parishioners, club members, neighbors, cousins that you haven't seen in 5 years since you had the fight at the Thanksgiving dinner. You can get them to sign up and sponsor you. Businesses also, you can get to sponsor you. And if you've got a business that wants to sponsor a little bit more, they can become event sponsors, either for the local event or if they want to put out a lot of money, for the whole statewide event. And what's really cool is that we know of at least one chapter that isn't very close to one of our events, but they're actually going to have their own event to support the Mutt Strut. The Redwood Empire chapter is going to be planning a picnic that they're calling the Dog Days of August picnic for the Mutt Strut, and the proceeds will go to the Mutt Strut. And those of you in chapters that aren't close to a Mutt Strut event and aren't in a position to get involved in your nearest local event might want to consider doing something like that. The point is that the Mutt isn't just for somebody way over there in Sacramento or L.A. and San Francisco, but it's for you in your chapter wherever you are, and there are ways for you to get involved to the extent that you're able to, whether it's donating, whether it's finding people to donate, whether it's giving us information about businesses might donate, whether it's organizing your own local event to raise some money for to support the effort. We have brochures available. We have flyers available. If you are in one of our regions, contact the region chair for more information and to get flyers or brochures. Again, for me, I'm Frank Welty, and I'm the San Francisco region chair. Jeff Tom is the Sacramento region chair, and Ken Metz is the Los Angeles region chair. So get in touch with either one of us, and we'll give you more information. We hope as many of you as possible are involved. Last year, we raised between us something like, it was a net of close to $10,000. And I'm sure we can do several multiples of that this year, especially when we get the runners involved. So this is your Muttstrut. This is your organization. And the work that you do in behalf of the Muttstrut is going to give CCB the power to reach out to the blind community and really make a bigger difference than we already do in the state of California. Are there questions?
Do we have any questions? I know our microphones are up and on.
If you want, I can repeat a question.
What I'd like to...
There we go. They've got it. What I'd like to share with you as well, which is something really neat that the committee instituted, and we shared it at the board meeting as well the other night. Each region has its own top funder dog.
Yes.
And the every year that'll be the top honor bestowed upon the top dog for each region who raised the most money in the previous year. So the top dog from San Francisco is none other than Avalon. Yes, Avalon is our top dog. Avalon brought in the most money the previous year.
Of
any dog. And there were lots of dogs there, too.
Lots
and lots of dogs. So I know we're already having some races between some of the other dogs that will be there to see who will be the top dog in San Francisco. I can already hear them hoofing it or pawing it or what do you say? Trotting,
woofing.
Strutting, woofing.
They're definitely going to be strutting out there.
They're going to be strutting. The Sacramento region, their top dog this year, again, the dog that raised the most funds in last year's Muttstrut, the previous year's Muttstrut, is none other than Tahoe. Tahoe was the top dog. Avalon, by the way, for those who don't know, belonged to Peter Pardini. Avalon was out there woofing for the money. And woof woof, yes, you heard Peter over there. And Tahoe belongs to our own Elena Thomason. So, yes. And in the Los Angeles region, the previous top dog in a past Muttstrut in L.A., our top dog is Scotch. Scotch Pomerantz. In memoriam of our Scotch Pomerantz, because a lot of you know that we lost him last year. And yes, Roger said, and he'll be strutting in that great Muttstrut in the sky.
Yes.
and see, you know, he'll be able to, Mitch said, yes, he'll need to have his meal and beef jerky and carrots and all those other things he used to eat. So while strutting. So I would encourage all of you who wish to get involved in the Muttstrut to do so. And on our 2014 flyer, it may be your little four-legged friend who could be the top dog in your region next year. So,
also, all three regions are looking for volunteers as well.
Yes. So if anyone wishes to volunteer, please contact Frank or Ken or Jeff. You know how to find them. And
we also have a volunteer page in the Muttstruck area on the website.
Yes. So it talks about some of the different things that could be done. Things as simple as touching base with maybe the local market that you shop at and asking them for gift cards, or maybe putting some flyers in, you know, your local gym or your local Starbucks. Everybody loves that Starbucks. There are a number of things that you can do to help and share your gifts with the CCB for the Muttstrut. So give them a call, Frank, Ken, or Jeff, and find out what you can do to help be a part of the huge success that is our Muttstrut. Thank you.